Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1.
And here we go.
I don't have no thought, no, I can't go out tonight, I don't have my lip gloss.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday, no one cares about Wednesday, Thursday, forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Bah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash, Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
A little poop never hurt anybody.
Wow!
It's all stuck in my mouth and throat.
Tuna.
M-Y-R-A-C-K. My rock.
You just hit the mall. Go out with friends. Do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes. Just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah!
Stop being pieces of shit.
Diddy, great guy like Diddy.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to the weekend. Short week brings us the weekend even quicker. I'm not feeling good. I'll be honest.
COVID?
I don't know. I didn't
just
test.
Another day. Get over it.
Thought about calling out today, but here we are.
You thought about calling out today? Stop it.
Well, I think about that.
You have to clear your throat?
I think about that every morning, to be honest. But today, we're here together. It's going to be a great 4 hours. I can only imagine, Allie. We got lots going on. We got these taxidermy guys coming in here. Apparently, it's all the rage now. People are no longer just doing taxidermy for exotic animals because people aren't hunting anymore, but they are doing a lot of taxidermy with their pets at home.
Yeah.
And because you're now venturing into the land of crazy cat lady, we decided let's get these guys in here ASAP.
Is there going to be a surprise?
Big surprise for you. You have a reunion with your previously dead cat.
Oh, well, you know, my wife did want to always make a rabbit's foot out of our cat's foot. Not the whole cat, just a little foot
to be made into
a keychain.
Okay, you understand you just said you
rabbit's foot, I know.
Okay.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about, like a rabbit's foot, but the equivalent for a cat.
We all should have called out today, I think. Today would have been a great day for us all to call out.
Are you in a bitchy mood?
Am I in a bitchy mood? I don't think so.
Really? Okay.
Did you mean to say she wanted to make a rabbit's foot out of a cat foot? Or did you mean
to say explaining that it's like a rabbit's foot, but it's a cat's foot.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay.
Did you, though?
I think I pick it up. I don't know.
Okay.
Today we're going to have on the smartest kid in all of L.A. He almost won the spelling bee last night, but he fell just short, and he will determine whether or not our show is smart or dumb. We're going to let a 13-year-old kid make that decision today. You think he'll vote smart or dumb?
I think just based on your thumbs up, thumbs down for smart and dumb, I think he's going to say dumb.
I got lazy on the thumbs down, and my hand just kind of quit on me.
It was like up and then just side.
There's another complaint waiting. I hate to start the show with a complaint, but this person used to listen, and they said they will no longer listen because of something that happened on yesterday's show, and here we go.
Yeah, I'm calling with a complaint. This show is, you know, really gotten disgusting. I was on board with everything until you had Vanessa, who is clearly a minor, start talking about racks.
That was true. You know, yesterday we did get a little edgy when Vanessa started spelling her rack on the show. A clip Omar just played during the intro. This guy said it's gone too far now because she is a child, and we cannot stand for that on K-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
But she did spell it over and over again, and this is what it said. She was very proud of it, too.
Vanessa. M-Y-R-A-C-K. My rack.
That's right.
Hey, it's all about body positivity at
Good
any
job,
age.
Vanessa.
That's right, Vanessa. You win.
And she's going through puberty. Leave her alone.
We're going to let her spell that again when the kid is on with us today, the 13-year-old who made it all the way to the finals, but he did not win. We got a decent show planned for you. Allie's money will be up for grabs in moments. We will get you into Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, and we're going to get into the weekend together. Thank you for checking us out. Thanks for hanging out this morning on KROQ. Friday morning, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I was concerned yesterday when we discussed the viral trend of guys calling each other to say awkwardly goodnight and then the people reacting very strange and uncomfortable, that would result in a lot of people calling us and saying goodnight. And Alley, the goat line this morning is full
of goodnight calls?
Of no shortage of uncomfortable men wishing us goodnight.
Hi, Klein. Hi, Jake. Hi, Omar. I'm just calling to say goodnight. We're both laying in bed right now.
Oh,
and, you know, I just thought you could use a good night. I love you guys. Here's a little kiss. Mwah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I do.
It is.
Everyone, Jake loves it.
Jake loves it.
I know. Jake's the only guy who's into this.
Jake actually, long before this was viral, was calling us to say goodnight, which was really strange.
Yeah, I know. You would do it on the group text and nobody would ever respond.
It's the weirdest. Like, we'd have an event that would go on late. We'd all get home. And then there's one more text where it's Jake going, goodnight,
everyone.
Make
sure you guys got home okay.
Yeah. Well, and there's this guy.
Goodnight, KK.
Okay.
Sweet dream.
All right, wonderful.
It's always sweet when you got KK in your dream.
All right, wonderful. It's very weird.
That one was very disturbing.
Hearing all of these men wish us good night, very strange. Mm. Very strange.
Well,
but, anyway.
But that's the thing, is you have to keep doing it, and then eventually it won't feel strange. It'll feel normal.
I don't think it'll. You think that would feel normal ever?
I think that after a while, if you and your friends just learned to say goodnight to each other on a nightly or weekly basis, then it would not feel weird anymore.
If you would like, I think this morning we're going to test out our theory, which is calling people to wish them good morning. That we're going to test that out in a few moments by calling some male friends of ours live on the air to wish them a good morning. We're going to switch the trend around because we're a morning show and we're up early. And I think that that's even maybe even weirder than the good night call.
I think you're going to get a lot more irritation with that because people are trying to get their day started. Either you're going to wake them up.
Yeah.
Or they're already in the middle of getting their morning started and they're probably running late. They're probably flustered and you're just going to interrupt that entire process.
If I got to call at 6:30 in the morning, 7, even any time before. I would say most people, anytime before 8 a.m., you assume it's an emergency call.
Yes.
If you're getting that call, and the person's like, I just want to say, hey, good morning,
Hi.
Have a great day. That's, I think, way weirder than the good night trend.
Yeah, but I also think, hey, I just wanted to call and say hi, have a great day. Maybe that would change somebody's morning.
Maybe,
you don't know.
Maybe it would.
They need it.
We'll test that theory coming up. If you'd like $100 of Allie's money, you should get on our phone right now at 800-520-1067. Pick your poison Friday means you can battle anyone on the show. Vanessa back there spelling about her rack. You got Postmaster Johnny. Jake the Nerd, Omar.
Ace.
Jake the Undefeated Ace, as he's asking me to call him.
Is it $500 Friday?
There's so many calls. So many calls about the $500 Friday, including theme songs, Allie.
Clyde, whoa. Allie, it's 12:10 a.m. You know what time it is? You know what day it is? It's $500 Friday.
Everyone's excited about $500
Friday. Doesn't even Fridays. Have a ring to it,
it
guys.
It does. This guy's so excited. It's so many calls.
It does not roll off the tongue.
500 Friday. 500 Friday.
All right.
Coming for Allie's $500.
Nope.
It's 500 Friday.
No.
There's a lot of catchy ones here. You want
to
hear more?
Anyone else? If we, each of us pitches in 100.
Right.
We can get to 500 easily.
Hey, Klein, Allie, guess what day is today?
Oh, yeah, we know.
What? Yeah. It's $500 Friday.
Yeah, people are so excited about it. $500 Friday. Right. Allie knows the
phones
news.
Phones are ringing off the hook. Great.
800-520-1067 to take a shot at winning Allie's money.
If I'm actually going to do $500, you can't play against anybody but me.
So you have to battle Allie.
Yes.
Whoa, so you're willing to do it?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I have 5 minutes to study right
now.
And you can only battle me.
Just because
of that. It did.
Catchy song.
Come on,
Allie,
$500.
You don't know the song yet, but $500 Friday.
Definitely doesn't rhyme or make sense.
All right, if you want $500 of Allie's money, she's never put this much up for grabs today. Pick your poison Friday, but she says you must go against Allie. If you want the shot at the 100, at the 500, 500 on Friday, you've got to go against Allie right now. If not, battle anyone else on the show. 800-520-1067. Wow. Back with that next. This is very exciting for every single person in here. Allie, not so much. It's her own money up for grabs every morning around this time. In this particular case, she's somehow fallen for the peer pressure that was, I believe, originally suggested on the goat line. We are so... The way that we are susceptible to peer pressure is wild, because you would think at some point we've outgrown that, we're not in middle school anymore. Yet whenever we get peer pressured into stuff, on the goat line, in real life, with each other, it doesn't take long before we fall for it. And now you have, I cannot believe it, but you've admitted and you've agreed to the fact that you will put up $500 of your own money for a $500 Friday edition of Allie Knows the News.
This once.
Sing the song.
It's 500 Friday. It's 500 Friday.
So if you're listening and playing along.
Coming for Allie's $500. It's 500 Friday.
This is, by the way, this is not the worst song we received about it. In fact, everyone knows that new country song we're playing on K-Rock, something Run Around Sally or whatever the hell that's
Sally!
Called. Yeah, yeah.
We've all got it in our heads now. We're all in it now.
Someone has transformed that song to celebrate the $500 that you'll be probably giving away in a moment.
Allie, she knows the news.
All right.
But she's giving us the blues because her fingers got blue. Allie.
That's a beautiful song.
Can you give $500?
Yeah.
And if you don't suck, she'll pay you $1 million.
$1 million?
Okay.
That's so much money.
Seriously, that song sucks.
All right, there you go. Wonderful. Well, anyway, here we go. Real people that want a shot at your money. The biggest the jackpot has ever been. Allie knows the news. 5 questions, all about stuff going on in the world. You don't have to go against Allie, but if you want the 500, you have to.
If you want the 500, yes.
You want to go against anyone else on the show, the choice is yours for an easy $100. That's a real gamble right there, because you could say to yourself,
I
go against Vanessa, easy peasy, $100 in my pocket. She's a child. She won't know. Or I go against
Allie. Just take it from her. She'll cry.
She'll literally just take it from her. She's got no upper body strength. John, in Moore Park, who would you like to battle for a chance to win some money this morning on K-Rock?
I want to go against Allie. I need that $500.
Okay,
Allie!
This guy's in on the $500 Fridays. This is very exciting. Allie's going to go ahead and sequester herself outside of the K-Rock studios. She's leaving to get out of here. And someone did mention on the goat line that one of the most annoying sounds on the show is when Allie gets up to leave the studio. In fact, they've ranked the 3 most annoying noises we make on the show, and then we'll get to the game in a moment. Listen to this person. I agree with what they're saying.
Top 3 annoying sounds of the show. Number 1, Allie, when she gets up to sequester herself for Allie Knows the News, she always has to make a weird grunting noise to let us know that she's getting up.
She just did it right then. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't think she did, but every time she gets up to leave, it's like we're asking her to walk all the way to Bakersfield. She's like, oh, oh. So that's the third most annoying noise on the show. Here's number 2.
She's like, all right. Number 2. Klein, honey, we get it. You're done with the segment. You do not need to crumple up your paper every time.
What?
Number 3. The door hinges that squeak every time someone comes in or out of the room.
Yes.
Either everyone is too lazy to oil the hinges, or that's your cost-effective doorbell.
That's right. All things are accurate. That we do all those things a lot on the show. We make a ton of annoying noises. Thank you for your top 3 list. Can't believe none of the sounds Omar plays made that. Oh, there he is, squeaking away. Good stuff. Yeah. That's good squeaking
that's
chair
annoying,
right there.
That's right?
That's where our chair is.
Not only this, baby.
Yeah, it's funny. Diddy has so much oil. We have no oil here at K-Rock. It makes no sense. All right, let's get into your round. 5 questions, $500 on the line, John. Here we go.
Allie knows the news.
John, we are all rooting for you. All of Southern California and beyond are rooting for you. Question.
We're doing it for everybody.
You win this $500. That changes everything. Life-changing moment now on K-Rock. Question one. Perhaps the biggest and most important news story of the day. Sydney Sweeney is teaming up with Dr. Squatch to release a soap made with what key ingredient?
Hair.
Hair. We go to question number two. L.A. leads the nation in these kind of dog attacks. L.A. leads the nation in these kind of dog attacks. Need an answer?
Mailman or like delivery man?
All right, go to question number three. Chick-fil-A is bringing back this flavor of milkshake just in time for summer.
Peach.
Say it again.
Peach.
Go to question number four. The original cast of this Broadway smash is reuniting at the Tony Awards for the 10th year anniversary performance. Which cast of what show?
Hamilton.
And finally, what was the winning word that was spelled at the spelling bee that took place last night?
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. All right, I'm going to write that down. Spring Allie in. I think you did decent. We'll see how you do. Allie, I'm going to warn you as you walk back into the K-Rock studios now. She was sequestered. This guy was no dummy. Give us answers to every question, and he answered quite a few of them quickly.
He's no dummy. He gave us an answer.
Well, look,
to
that's, for us, that's a step in the right direction. Know. Most of the contestants were lucky to get anything.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm ready.
She's back. You're battling John for $500 of your own money. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
You giving yourself a pep talk right now?
Yes, because this is a lot of money, Klein. This is like the money I saved this week.
Question number one. Biggest news story of the day, as far as I'm concerned. Sydney Sweeney is teaming up with Dr. Squatch to release a soap made from what?
Her bath water.
Okay.
Her bath water.
Yeah. He said hair. Maybe in there. That'd be a real bonus if you got some of that. But the correct answer is it's her own bath water, and that is correct. Allie's up 1-0.
That was the lead story on Klein's feed.
The amount of people that tagged me in that story just lets me know that I am a weird pervert. I got tagged hundreds of times.
Well,
by
you
people.
Love her.
She's the best. But I don't know if I would buy her bathwater.
Yes, you would.
Again. Question number two. Allie's up 1-0. L.A. leads the nation in these kind of dog attacks.
Mail carriers.
All right. He also said mail carriers, delivery drivers, specifically USPS workers. I will give you both the point. He's on the board. 2-1. Allie's up by 1 as we go to question 3. Chick-fil-A, place that Allie's people are not welcome, is bringing back this flavor of milkshake just in time for summer.
Yeesh. You know what? Because they love straights. Probably just like vanilla.
You can say vanilla. Just more vanilla.
More vanilla. Vanilla.
More vanilla white.
Just in time for Pride Month.
Bad news for you, Allie. He got it right.
Oh, no.
And he said peach, and that is the answer.
Peach? But that's a gay flavor.
That's what I would have thought. But they're making amends, I guess. So now...
Wait, they said just in time for summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Just time for butt stuff.
Right. Allie is... That's in their slogan. Allie is... tied up now. This is amazing.
Oh,
two questions
God.
Left.
Oh.
$500. Question number four. Allie knows the news. $500 up for grabs. It's $500 Fridays if you're just joining us. The stakes have never been higher. Question four. The original cast of this Broadway smash is reuniting at the Tonys for a 10th year anniversary
Hamilton.
Performance.
Hamilton.
All right. Allie's, of course, celebrating by making weird motions. He got that as well.
Oh, no.
So now we come down to this final question, and it is tied. What was the winning word that was spelled at this year's spelling bee that took place last night?
Oh,
for
my God.
Someone to win the entire spelling bee?
So I just was reading about this. It's a clarissment.
He said...
A clarissment.
He said... Are you trying to say you're an embarrassment?
No. No, it's called a clarissment or
he
something.
He said Saskatchewan.
That's not it. That's not it.
The correct answer...
I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it right, but that's what it is.
I have the audio here.
Play it, Omar.
A Claire C. Small.
Okay.
You're way off.
That's what it is, though. That's what it looks like. You same way as me. Be honest.
I actually think Saskatchewan is closer.
No, yeah,
not.
Totally.
To what that guy
what did you say?
I said a classy small.
Well, listen. John.
I at least started with the right vowel.
Allie, that I will give, knowing the way Allie's brain works, she technically was trying to say that word. That's exactly how I thought it was pronounced. You put in a valiant effort, John.
I was like, Claire.
You let everybody down.
You let everyone down, including yourself, and most importantly, but for
not
right
me.
Now, what must you shamefully admit as Allie puts her $500 back in her pocket? Whew.
I'm John from Moore Park, and Allie knows the news.
Well played, sir.
All right, listen. As a consolation for joining us in this edition of Allie Knows News, perhaps the first and last ever $500 Friday, we'll give you something. I don't know what we have back there. Get him a Klein Allie Show badge for his car.
We'll give him some Eclair C. Small.
We'll give you some Eclair C.
Small.
No one knows what that is, but you can have it. It's terrible.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Terry Rock, Klein Alley Show. I received, I think, maybe the greatest text message you could ever receive yesterday from someone that does not text me often. And oftentimes, as you know, when you get a text from someone that you're not in regular, you know, communication with, let's be honest, most people, you probably have five people you text with on a semi-regular basis.
Maybe yeah, and then even then, most of them are like friends that really my wife just talks to. So I receive texts and I don't even have to respond, which is nice.
And every once in a while, you get that random one-off text. Maybe it's someone's from out of town. I happen to be in L.A., just wanted to say what's up. I did that a few years ago. Got a message from a guy that I hadn't seen since college. He was like, are you still living in L.A.? I'm here for a couple of days for work. Want to get a meet? And it was great because you don't get those very often. And for the most part, I think we all fall into some sort of a routine. Talk to the same people. Every once in a while, a new person enters your life.
You break the or re-enters and it breaks it up. Yeah,
breaks it up. This was a text from someone that, as I said, I have less than 20 texts with ever.
Is it that girl that...
Not a girl.
Was at a bachelorette party and then texted you?
No, it was not a girl. I mean, yes, I guess I have received better texts in my life, technically, if when I was single and it was like, hey, are you up? But I got those very rarely. And if someone was texting me, are you up? It meant that a lot of other people did not respond.
I was not or unfortunately not
I was
up.
Definitely not the first, are you up text. I'd be like very, I'm sure that was sent many times.
To get to the K section.
Yeah. So I got this text yesterday. And this was maybe the greatest text I think you could ever receive. I think Omar would agree. This guy goes, I need to cook a steak and take a bunch of pictures for some Father's Day content that I'm putting together. My grill is not working. Is there any chance I can come by and use your grill to take pictures of this 36-ounce prime ribeye? After I'm done cooking it, you can have it.
Whoa! Oh
God, are you kidding me?
Is that the greatest text you've ever received from anyone ever?
Wait, he doesn't want any of it? He's just going to cook it and leave?
He had to take video or pictures for some Father's Day something he's doing for a magazine or a website or whatever, and his grill, I guess, conked out. He's like, and this is a guy that lives near me, so he knew that I... you know, potentially have a grill, which I do. And he basically said, I just need to come by. I don't even care if you're home. I need to go in your backyard, use your grill, and then I will leave you the steak.
Whoa, that's dinner taken care of. And lunch the next day.
36 ounces. I'm sure, usually at a restaurant, I want to get a 16-ounce steak, but I think that seems overzealous. So I will go, what's the one just beneath that? I'll go
a
like
12
a
ounce or
14, 10. 12 right. ounce. 36-ounce steak.
Dude.
My favorite cut, too.
And is this guy, obviously, if he's taking pictures for social media or whatever, he's a good cook?
He's a cook. That's what he does. He's like a barbecue guy. He's a chef.
Oh, my God. It's one of those things where it's like slow and low.
I didn't even ask him his method. He just needed a grill. Because I think that the reality is most of all the stuff he does, he's all like advanced. So he's cooking over like pits of fire and all these. And they needed to do something for, you know, regular idiots like me. So it's just like, you needed like a normal man's backyard grill. And I said, I got that.
I'm normal man.
No more normal man.
That's me, Mr. Normal.
Hey, you want an average normal man? You're looking at him. So I said, right back immediately. I never responded quicker. I said, what? It's yours. Help yourself. Gates open. Walk in. Go
cool.
nuts.
So did he come over yesterday?
I didn't eat all day. I got very excited about this.
You were fasting.
I said, I'm going to have a 36-ounce steak waiting for me. I couldn't be more excited. And in fact, my wife got mad as to how excited I was about this, because she's like, you're never this excited about anything.
Yeah, but free steak free dinner at home that you don't have to cook for yourself?
It's cooked by someone who's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a combination of all of those things.
That's better than going to a restaurant.
We talked about one of the best things that can happen to you in a day that turns a regular day into a great day is unexpected. This was completely unexpected.
Right.
Didn't think I would get this. Unexpected, as you mentioned, free, your big buzzword.
Yes.
Then steak, meat, my big buzzword.
Oh, yeah.
And all of those things combined by a guy that's that does this, you know, professionally.
Right.
And he didn't want it because for him, it's just another day, another steak. He doesn't
care.
He's
probably eating a million of them.
So he goes, I'll just cook it up, take some pictures, and leave it on the grill. I just would eat it within the hour or else, you know, it's going to have to move. And I said, come on by whenever you need it. And it worked out just like he said. Came by. When I got home, I smelled. You know that smell when you have that jealous, I call it like a smellacy. It's like full-on jealousy of a smell of someone else grilling something that smells good. And you can't figure out if it's a neighbor. Then you start to get angry. Like, was I not invited to something?
You can tell somebody else in the house is a better cook than you.
I pulled up yesterday. I got home and first thing I smelled, I go, whoa, someone's cooking something that smells really good. And then it hit me because I had already forgotten about
the
text.
For once, it's your house.
That's on me. I walk. There's no one back there. I don't even see the guy. No one there.
So you didn't even have to talk to him? He was already gone?
No, it was the best thing ever. It was like,
you don't even have to do idle chit-chat. What'd you smoke it with?
Right, no small talk, nothing. I walk in. The grill is still hot. I open it up. Steak sitting right there.
Damn.
And how was it?
It was the greatest.
Where is it?
I ate it all.
What? No way. 36 ounces?
All 36 ounces.
Well. You look very bloated.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel a little bloated today. My plan, Allie, to be honest, was to eat some of it and bring some of it in here.
I know. I want some.
And I ended up eating it all.
Wow.
But just
good
know.
Good for you.
Just know,
I'm happy for you.
Every time you get a text message, it could be potentially the greatest text message of your life. And for anyone who accuses our show of being not optimistic enough or
positive,
I guess is the word they're looking for. I can't think of another synonym for it. Just remember that every once in a while, you get a random free steak.
Oh, my God. 562, this is like erotic stories for El Cheapo.
God, it's all the things you would have loved.
I'm like, yeah? And then it was free? And then it was how much?
Yeah, I know. You're so turned
There's
on
no
by
money.
It. We take a quick break. When we get back, lots of show
to
get
to. Shower off.
Allie got scammed by Big Dental.
Yeah. Now, I think so.
If you want to try to go ahead and put the over-under on how many cavities she had filled yesterday,
it was too many.
Take the over.
I don't have the over. I'm a non-cavity person. That was my MO.
We'll come back with that and more after this. Hey, Rock. Klein Alley Show. Mark, what's up? Quickly, we got to get to the news. What's going on? Mark.
Hey. I had a quick question.
Yeah.
Did you say, or would you say you thoroughly enjoyed that man's meat yesterday?
If you're trying to get me to say something that Omar will use out of context for the foreseeable future,
I think it's a legitimate question that
I
you should answer.
Enjoy a strange man's meat all day yesterday. Well, not all day, in the evening. But you got it.
Okay, he's okay.
Yeah, I walked right into that one. That's right. I enjoyed it. Strange man's meat. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should have been listening to the last 5 minutes of the show. Let's get to your news, then we can get into a brand new hour of the show. Lots to give you this morning just for putting up with us, including 4 tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. And we'll get you into a more of those tickets so you laugh and eat together at the... What's that festival called, Vanessa?
Wrong button. I was totally saying it with the wrong button. Okay. Belly Laughs Comedy.
That's
Belly
right. I heard like Comedy. A faint something. I'm
Belly
like,
Laughs
what?
Comedy. We'll get you into Belly Laughs later today as well. Starring who's
Where
in that?
Where does that button go?
Who's in that?
Hasan Minja.
Nailed it. It's going to be a great
the
festival.
Final spelling be word.
We'll get into your news right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, it's a bad time to be a jewelry shop owner these days. We have yet another jewelry shop, a local one, that was robbed of $2 million. First, there was this one in Simi Valley that was just a few days ago. Now we have another one in Glendale. The Simi Valley one, the burglars got in through the roof of a neighboring candy shop. And once they got in, they got into the safe. They stole $2 million in cash and merch. And now this one in Glendale, they again got in through the roof. So it's likely the same people because they seem to be using the same methods to break into these jewelry stores. Once they got in, they ransacked the shop. They started drilling into the safe. But the heat from the drill ignited some ammunition that was in the safe, causing a fire/explosion. And then when the jewelry shop owners figured out what was going on and got to the scene, they said it was like a war zone. It just seemed like the entire thing was, they said it looked like a war took place here. And for a lot of these shops, they're family owned. A lot of them, like this one in particular, was passed on through the family. And they're like, we can't rebuild. Like, we've spent decades building up this inventory. It's not like we can just go to another place and then just restock the whole store. It takes a very long time to accumulate all this stuff.
Don't you think that jewelry stores are making themselves targets by displaying right in the window jewelry store and all that shiny crap and diamonds? Wouldn't
it
be better?
Yeah, but people wouldn't want to go in if it was, like, barred off liquor store vibes.
No, but why don't you do the thing where people in the know, but you display it like it's a health food store or a tofu store or something that people would walk right by. No criminal is going to break into a tofu health store. So you make it look like that on the outside, and then people that know, you know, if online people know what's up, you're going to find the tofu store, knock 3 times on the door, then they let you in. You probably eliminate all of the people that are up. I drive by, even I don't plan on robbing any liquor, jewelry stores. I drive by them all the time, and sometimes I see them, and I go, I should rob that place.
But some of them are fake, right? The display ones? Just so they know.
Yes, they put fake displays, they claim, in the window. Like, those are fake diamonds and fake Rolexes, because you look at them and you go, ooh, those are nice. But those were getting stolen.
But so your mentality is they would pretend it was a tofu shop?
Something that people would have no interest in.
But then that one random person's like, where's the tofu?
Well, right. Well, that person, whatever. They're like 2 weeks
so
to fight anyway.
So you have no tofu. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. One disappointed person.
All right. Is your marriage falling apart? If so, you might need a divorce coach. This is part of a growing list of the types of coaches that you can hire that have nothing to do with sports. You can hire a fitness coach, a life coach, and now a divorce coach. It is the new thing. Divorce coaches are providing services, and they are making bank because, obviously, divorce rates are higher than they've ever been. They continue to climb. So you can hire a divorce coach that would help you, quote, parse out emotional reactions and separate it from the information in your legal case. So because
This is also with a lawyer. So you have a lawyer still. You got to pay for that.
You still have a divorce attorney,
but you
have a divorce coach that, and it makes sense. It's kind of like the equivalent of a therapist, right? They're helping you through your divorce. They're helping you suss out what's emotional versus, oh no, this is a legal thing. And they even help you all the way through the divorce and into your new dating life. They help with your overall well-being and eventually into your dating life. And you can also do individual coaching sessions on call for 24-hour urgent assistance. And some of these divorce coaches have a $1,500 flat rate, and others charge like $300 an hour.
And does each person get their own coach, or is it one coach for the couple?
I think you get your own. You hire the coach that you want. I don't think that you would hire...
All the rage. Divorce.
So how's Dave doing? Are you helping him with his dating life? How's that going?
I would imagine.
Really? Of course he likes blondes.
Different coach, yeah. But then you've got your own... You've got, I would imagine, different therapists, different coaches, different lawyers. So that's... At some point, there's nothing left to split.
Mm-hmm.
You've given all the money away to all these other people.
I know. Then you're just both penniless.
That's the solution. I guess we got nothing left. We gave it all to these 9 people helping us to break up.
All right. And then currently, there are still 38,703 people watching the Big Bear Bald Eagle live nest cam. It's still happening.
Watch it every day.
Oh, you still watch it every day?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm watching these pussy-ass birds haven't flown yet. I'm getting pissed off.
Yeah, we're on Fledge Watch now. You were on Pip Watch when you were waiting for the eggs to hatch, and now these eagles are massive, but they still are not flying the nest. This is the time that they're supposed to fly the nest. They're currently just sitting on a branch pretending to flap around and going, I don't know.
No, they're scared. They're scared little birds.
People want the mama eagle just to push one over. Yeah, come on, see what happens, man.
That'll happen eventually. Yeah, some guy on the goal line was convinced you guys had lost interest.
Omar Khan, Ali Johnson, the eagles are taking flight. Why are you guys not talking about this? But
because they're not. They're just on a branch. Yeah,
I know, because the Fledge Watch has been like since mid-May. And I check in and then I'm like, these stupid assholes aren't flying. So I guess I'll just continue
just
with my life.
That's it.
Beautifully
no
said.
Give me a little takeoff.
What a supportive mom you are. You stupid assholes aren't flying. That's maybe if the mama
that's
eagle
what Dad would say.
Had thought about saying that.
Well, it's like, you know, now... People are staying at home and they're like not moving out. Just like, oh, why move out? I'll just stay in my mom's basement for the rest of my life.
I was doing some work yesterday evening and one of the eagles did this little hover move, you know, from branch to branch.
Well, they did a thing where they like bounce up and down. Like, yeah.
And then people were losing their minds on the chat. They're like, wow. I was like, that's nothing.
Yeah. Well, people get excited. No one's going to be more excited than Vanessa right now, because not only do we have a song that everyone else does not like, but Vanessa likes, but we have a very important message from the artist who sings this song just for us, Allie.
Hey, this is Role Model, and this is my song, Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
Oh.
And you're listening to Klein Allie Show on K-Rock.
Why do you sound so bored?
This is Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
K-Rock, here we go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.